Welcome to the Issue Is podcast, the last Issue Is podcast of the year. I'm Alex Michelson. This week we sit down with Senator Bernie Sanders, who polls show is actually ahead in the latest California poll. He's gotten a lot of good press recently after getting not a lot of great press. Sort of as Warren has gone down, he's remained consistent. And that is one word you can use to describe Senator Sanders. We spoke to him in Moreno Valley right after the Democratic debate. He was doing a big town hall on the Green New Deal right before he did an event with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and wanted to talk about the Green New Deal. We also talked about homelessness. We talked about health care. And we talked a little bit about Hanukkah. Didn't have a lot of time that the campaign gave us. I used every second that I could. So here is our full interview with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Senator Bernie Sanders, welcome back to The Issue Is.
Good to be with you again.
And good to have you back in California. Of course, climate change, one of the most important issues here in California. At this event that we're at now, you're talking about the Green New Deal. There's been so much said about the Green New Deal and so much misinformation about the Green New Deal. What do you think is the biggest misconception out there about it?
Well, I think the biggest misconception is that we don't need aggressive action to combat climate change. In fact, you have people out there, including, sadly, the President of the United States, who's actually denying the reality of climate change rather than leading the world. In fact, the scientists are telling us they have underestimated the severity and speed in which climate change is ravaging our country and the planet. We are talking about, if we do not get our act together, major cities in the United States and around the world being underwater by the end of the century, massive drought which will limit food production, acidification of the ocean which will kill off whole lots of the fish population, extreme weather disturbances, massive flooding. We are fighting now to save the planet.
Right.
That's what we're doing. And I'm proud to say that we have introduced the most comprehensive and aggressive climate change proposal, the Green New Deal, which, by the way, will create up to 20 million good-paying jobs as we transform our energy system.
Yeah, we had Arnold Schwarzenegger on the show recently, who's done so much work on the issue of climate change. We were with him when he installed California's 1 million solar roof. And he was talking about the idea that maybe you don't need a Green New Deal, just follow what we're doing here in California, because California's been so aggressive on this. And he also talked about the issue that he felt that environmentalists have not got the messaging right on this by using words like climate change, global warming, that you should use the word like pollution and make this real world for people. What do you think about that?
Well, I two things. I mean, I think California has done a great deal and is certainly one of the leading states in the country. But we have to be even more aggressive. I mean, we have to be, I don't have to tell the people of California about climate change and about drought and about the horrible, horrible wildfires that have done so much damage to the state. As we speak, Australia is literally burning. And I think in terms of messaging, I guess what I would say is we can do better. And one of the points we can make is that we can create up to 20 million good-paying jobs transforming our energy system away from fossil fuels. That means massive retrofitting our homes and our buildings to make them more energy efficient, creating a transportation system which is not based on fossil fuel, investing very heavily in wind and solar. Certainly California has done that, but we have to do even better here and all over this country.
And of course, climate change is such a big issue here. The biggest issue in every poll is homelessness. We've walked Skid Row together.
We did. I remember
What do you think is the role of the president? Because some people say this is really of a local issue. What do you think is the role of the president when it comes to the issue of homelessness?
This is not a local issue, because I know it's a serious problem in California. But you know what? It is a serious problem in virtually every part of this country, including my own city, Burlington, Vermont. I think we have to take a deep breath and from a moral perspective, ask ourselves how it could be that when we have three people in America owning more wealth than the bottom half of America, massive income and wealth inequality, we have tonight over 500,000 Americans, including 30,000 veterans, who will be homeless, sleeping out on the street, or in shelters. That is not what this country should be about. And our job is to start building and investing in not only affordable housing, but low-income housing as well. And when we talk about the housing crisis, Alex, it is not just homelessness, as serious as that is, it is also that 18 million people, including a lot in California, are spending 50% of their income on housing. How do you get by if you're spending 50% of your income on housing? So we have an idea, we have a proposal that will build up to 10 million units of affordable housing and low-income housing. It will also address homelessness in a very big way, but it will also provide protection to tenants who are now seeing their landlords just raise their rents very, very highly because of gentrification.
Let's talk about the other issue that has been the biggest debate on the debate stage, which is, of course, Medicare for All, which is your push to get rid of private insurance, have a government-run system. Joe Biden says it's going to cost $30 trillion. How do you pass that when you don't have 60 votes in the Senate and when there's the Democrats themselves are split on it?
Well, we pass it through budget, but I won't bore you with Senate rules, but there is a thing called budget reconciliation.
Which would be 50 votes instead of 60.
Exactly. So we can pass it that way. But the main point to be made is that what Joe Biden and Buttigieg and others want to do is more or less preserve the status quo. But the status quo healthcare system is dysfunctional. We are now spending, you asked about how much it costs, we're spending twice as much per person on healthcare as the people of any other nation. If you are the average American worker, your family is now spending $12,000 a year out of the $60,000 you're making, 20% of your income. On the Medicare for All, we will substantially lower the cost of healthcare for the overwhelming majority of the American people, maybe not the very, very rich. But everybody else will be paying less. It will be comprehensive health care, including dental care, eyeglasses, hearing aids, and home health care.
Let's just wrap things up to talk about the issue of gratitude, because this is the end of the year. A lot of times this is a moment where people reflect on their year. You had a bit of a health scare this year. I know you're feeling better than you were before and as active as you were before. But did that make you sort of think differently in terms of what you're grateful for as you reflect on the end of the year?
Well, on a personal level, I am very blessed. I have a wonderful family. My wife and I have been married now 31 years. I have four great kids. I have seven extremely beautiful grandchildren. I just wish I had more time to spend with them. But I am very grateful for my family. I'll tell you the other thing I'm grateful to, and this may sound hokey and political and so forth. I get around the country a whole lot. And here we are in Riverside, California. And I meet so many beautiful people, so many great people. And it really energizes me and inspires me to see how many great people we have in this country. I know a lot of people are depressed about the political process and the divisiveness and the hatred that's out there. I got that. But, you know, from my perspective, running around the country, you really get energy and gratitude for seeing so many beautiful people out there and who want to see this country become a much better place.
And what are Hanukkah presents for your grandkids?
We're working on that right now.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year. Any New Year's resolutions for you?
Yeah, to become the Democratic nominee for President of the United States and defeat Donald Trump.
All right. Bernie Sanders, thank you very much. Always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Senator Bernie Sanders. We look forward to talking to him and to the other candidates in the new year. We thank you so much for listening to our podcast. The Issue Is. We encourage you to share it out with other people and to watch us on TV. Go to theissueisshow.com to find out more about where you can find us as we expand to brand new markets in the new year. I'm Alex Michelson. Thanks for listening. Have a great one.